Welcome to another episode of the What's New Now podcast, powered by H&H Tire. I am Summer Justice. Today I'm going to be talking with my friends Bikini Trill. LJ, Roach, and Tony make up the band, and vocalist LJ is going to sit down and talk to me about the upcoming tour coming through Pueblo and their big plans for their future. Let's get into it. Hey, LJ, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Of course. So you kick your tour off right here in Southern Colorado in my hometown of Pueblo. This isn't your first time playing there. What made you kick off your tour there and how excited are you for touring?
We are super excited to go back out on the road again. We're headed out for some East Coast dates with the Dirty Heads in late July. And we just, you know, we haven't played Colorado in a while. So we figured it'd be the best opportunity to stop in, play Pueblo, and also hit Denver the very next day and just kind of hang out in the mountains for a while. So on the 14th, we're actually going to be in Pueblo at Brew's Ale House. And then on the 15th, we're going to be at Cervantes' other side in Denver. So we're stoked about those shows.
Well, we can't wait for that. We are so excited. Something I find interesting is that your guys' very first live shows were at South by Southwest. How did that come to be? And was that intimidating?
Playing South by Southwest, especially for like our very first set of shows, was a little intimidating. But it's definitely something that was on our bucket list because we grew up in Austin and grew up going to that festival year after year and even volunteered a few times just so we could get like a free music badge so we could go watch all the shows at all the different venues.
That sounds like something I would do.
Yeah, we didn't even have a full set when we got some of those shows. So we spent like a couple weeks just writing some new songs. And I remember even being on stage and kind of like mouthing gibberish because I couldn't remember lyrics. But, you know, we got out there and we did it. And it's definitely some of our very first like memories as a band together. And it was rad. We had a good time.
That does sound like fun. You guys made your recent videos with AI and they're kind of terrifying yet cool. How did that idea come to you and were you surprised with the results?
I've been seeing a lot of AI stuff like all over TikTok, all over Instagram. And, you know, I think for independent artists, AI is really becoming a tool that can be really helpful. You know, we don't have a ton of money or have even a huge team around us helping out all the time. So having, you know, technology that can help us make content, whether it's through videos or even with like ChatGPT, like writing certain things, like whether it's a biography or just getting like a social media like content strategy together. I think it's a really interesting thing. I think it could be really helpful to a lot of people, but it's definitely kind of a scary thing too, though. If you think about, you know, like Terminator or some type of situation where robots take over the world. So I kind of, you know, hopefully they can get a rein on that situation, and you know, we don't have some type of AI apocalypse at some point.
Right? That's always something I think about in the back of my head, honestly. In 2019, you had the tour with 311, the Dirty Heads, Interrupters, and Dreamers, which I saw at Red Rocks. How was that experience for you?
That was the best summer ever. Best summer ever so far. Touring with such incredible bands and people who've been doing it for years and years and years. It was a really big opportunity for us to learn and to reach a new audience, especially that early in our careers as a band. And that show at Red Rocks was definitely the most memorable. I mean, being in that canyon surrounded by those giant rocks was really incredible and definitely an experience that we all think about all the time and even talk about, and hopefully we'll get to go back there hopefully soon.
It is a magical place. Gotta love me some Red Rock shows. Well, I hope you guys get back there soon too. Lastly, you'll end this upcoming tour with that huge reggae festival in Las Vegas with a ton of great artists. Are you excited to reunite with other bands you've played with? Any plans while you're in Vegas?
Vegas is going to be a trip. We're really looking forward to Reggae Rise Up. Especially, you know, we've played with a lot of bands that are on the lineup this year. We're going to see Article Sound System again, Shwayze, obviously Dirty Heads, Sublime with Rome. And we have a homie that's going to be playing the festival for the first time. His name's Eddie Zuko. So if you haven't listened to Eddie, make sure you go check him out. And yeah, as far as plans go, I mean, we're definitely going to try to dip into some of the casinos and check out the buffets, hang out for a bit. We'll be there, you know, a couple days before our performance and maybe even stay a couple days after. But yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Well, LJ, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. We definitely look forward to seeing you July 14th at Brew's Ale House in Pueblo.
Yeah, thanks again for having me on the show. Can't wait to see everybody in Pueblo on the 14th at Brew's Ale House. And if you can't make that show, then definitely come to the one in Denver at Cervantes Other Side, and we'll see you there.
Well, I will definitely be going.
See you at the show.
And there you have it. July 14th, Brew's Ale House in Pueblo. Get those tickets right now. X1039radio.com. Thanks for checking out the latest What's New Now podcast episode with Bikini Trill. Make sure to like, subscribe, and comment wherever you get your podcasts.